Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Fundraising and awareness campaign for Goodwill Industries is underway, and here to share more on the effort is Goodwill's Marketing and Communications Manager, DJ Roman, and Supported Employment Manager, Josh Tolson. DJ, Josh, welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Glad that you're here. Josh, quite often when people hear about Goodwill Industries, it regards the retail store or a donation program, yet there's a lot of other services and programs that Goodwill provides in local communities. Among those are job training as well as employment opportunities. Tell us a little bit more about that aspect of the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. When, like you said, when people hear Goodwill, they typically think of the donation stores. But in addition to the retail stores, we also offer a variety of different services in the community. We service adults and youth alike. We offer job readiness training for a lot of our clients. We help to prepare them for the workforce through work readiness training. We offer a variety of services, and we ultimately our goal is to empower people's lives through the power of work. We want to enhance people's ability not only to get a job, but also to potentially lead them down a career path, because a lot of our clients, you know, they may have barriers that are preventing them from independently finding work. So what we like to do is we like to take someone, we like to sharpen their skills. For clients who've never had a job, we try to help prepare them for that big job interview, you could say, and we try to just give people the best opportunity to succeed, and a lot of that is just steering people in the right direction. We do a variety of services, supported employment, example. We also have an open placement program here locally in Monroe where anyone can come in at our location, and we can provide job readiness training, and we also try to help them obtain employment, and also we offer retention services as well.
Right. How are these individuals located and connected to Goodwill?
Well, there's a variety of different ways. For example, our open placement program, that's open to the general public. So all they have to do is they have to come to one of our Goodwill job centers, which actually those can be located at our website, goodwillnla.org, and they can come and they can just sign up. And they can just receive services right away. And then we also we have clients that are referred to us through a variety of different funders in the area, whether it's in Shreveport, Monroe, Alexandria. I mean, those are the areas that we receive our clients.
How does the experience lead to future opportunities for work? Tell us about that conversation.
Well, at each of our job centers, for example, we have staff in place. We help with what we call job developing, where our staff will actually go out in the community and they'll actually try to help our clients find employment. And then also, once they start working, we don't just back away. We offer what's called retention services. We have what are called job coaches. And what they'll do is they'll make sure that our clients are receiving all the tools to be successful. And so taking a client, for example, who's either never worked or they've been in the workplace for 20 years and then, you know, something unfortunate may have happened and they're now needing to consider a different career, we try to, you know, work with a variety of individuals to build their confidence, sharpen their work skills, for example. So we work with a wide range of individuals.
Yeah. All of this work is supported with a fundraising campaign launched at the beginning of the month. DJ, tell us about what's taking place.
Well, we're basically doing a campaign. This is the first time we've done it. We're going to be giving away a Mercedes, a 2015 C300 Mercedes-Benz. And it's a very nice car. It's in a partnership with Holmes European Motors out of Shreveport, Louisiana. But we've also got a bunch of other gifts. We've got a Green Egg smoker from Basic Your Best Buy right here in Monroe. And we've got a Paragon Casino package from Marksville, from the casino down there. And a couple other prizes. So we've got a bunch of, you know, great things going on with that, and ultimately all of the revenue that we make off of this is going to go right back into our programs, more specifically our youth programs that are, you know, that provide some services for at-risk youth to try to give them a way to provide for themselves down the road so they don't end up you know, some place that they don't want to be.
Right. Now, this is a raffle, and there is a fee to participate. As far as being able to participate in the raffle, how can one find out more about doing that?
They can go to any one of our retail stores. We've got one right here in Monroe. We got one in West Monroe. We also have one in Ruston. Or they can also go to our website, www.goodwillnla.org, and they can get their tickets at any one of those locations.
Yeah. You mentioned how this benefits the youth program. Share with us for a moment about the numbers. What are we seeing in terms of numbers with kids that are in that at-risk category?
Well, specifically here in North Louisiana, we have a lot of kids that we assist. A lot of people don't realize that there's kids that, I mean, like think about foster kids, for example. When they age out of foster care, what happens with those kids? You know, they need some development, some training, life skills training specifically. How do I manage a checkbook? What about a credit card? How do I manage my bills? You know, so we give those kids that type of training so that they can, and of course, we also try to help them find a job. And, you know, we help with GED training. So we got a bunch of different programs and services that we're providing for these kids to try to help them become a valuable member of society as they move down the road.
I understand also in addition to the prize drawings on December 6th, there's also an early bird drawing that's going to be taking place.
There is an early bird drawing. We want to highly encourage people to come out in the month of September and get a ticket. And if they do, they'll be eligible for the early bird drawing, which is a $1,000 shopping spree at a Lee Michaels Jewelry out of Shreveport, Louisiana. And you can get a lot of nice stuff for $1,000, I can assure you.
We talk about those opportunities. Perhaps a community volunteer, someone wants to perhaps be a mentor with Goodwill, how could they find out about doing so?
Well, what they can do is they have a variety of different options. They can go to one of our job centers, and they can actually receive volunteering opportunities through that. If they would like to go to one of our retail stores, they can talk to one of our retail managers and ask, you know, hey, how can I help? I would love to volunteer my time. And we more than welcome volunteers in communities. We're very involved throughout the community.
And the fundraiser underway. DJ, a number or a website to find out more, and again, to be able to be a part of the raffle.
Yeah, once again, just go to our website, www.goodwillnla.org, and they can get their tickets and all the information they need there.
DJ Roman and Josh Tolson with Goodwill Industries, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room at kedm.org.